Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 Fit Talmud, Menachos Nun Tes, Menachos 59a, pagination is 117, we'll start at the top of the page, Masnisin, the new Mishnah, which states, Yesh Tu'unos Shemen Ulevona, there are Menachos that require both Shemen oil and Levona, this frankincense spice that we've encountered. But other menachos are shemen velo levona, oil without the levona, or levona velo shemen, the levona without the oil, lo levona velo shemen, or possibly neither the levona nor the shemen. The base of the karban is going to be flour, and the question is, what are the ingredients? And the Mishnah enumerates. We'll just do a few. Ve'elu tu'unos shemen u'levona. These are examples of a mincha that would require both shemen and levona. Minchas hasoles, the basic flour mincha. And on the next lines, minchas kohanim, the mincha of a kohen, minchas kohen mashiach, the one of the kohen gadol on a daily basis in the morning and at night. Minchas Ovid Kochavim, if a non-Jew is allowed to bring a korban mincha, there is a korban he's allowed to bring, but is mincha one of the things he's allowed to bring? If he is, it would be with this protocol with Levona and Shemen. The next category at the end of the line, Minchas Nesachim, Tu'una Shemen, Ve'ein Tu'una Levona, there's that type of mincha is coming without Levona. Lechem Hapanim is described as a mincha, ta'un Levona ve'ein ta'un Shemen. It has the Levona in the spoons, but it doesn't get Shemen. And Shtei Alechem u'minchas Chotei u'minchas Kana'os, the two loaves on Shavuos, and the mincha of a sinner, and that of a sota. Ein tu'unin lo shemen velo levona, specifically do not have neither shemen nor levona. Let's turn on to the second side. On the fourth line, we have a new Mishnah, which states, v'chayev ala shemen b'fnei atzma, v'chayev ala levona b'fnei atzma. If someone did introduce the shemen or the levona when it was not appropriate, those are violations, and they could possibly invalidate the carbon. Nosan olea shemen, pasla. If he put oil on, that's definitive, that passels it. Levona, but if he put on the levona, yilaktena, he can gather it out and remove it from the mincha. The Gemara explains the difference between shemen and levona, discussing different drushas, but then explaining it based on a logic. If you take a look in the Gemara, the fourth line of the Gemara, which is probably about 11 lines down, the middle of the line, towards the end of the line, Omar Ra'is, what did you see to make the distinction between Shemen, that if it goes in, it invalidates the karban, the mincha, and the levona, the frankincense, that if it falls in, you could take it out. Livso b'shemen u'lahachshir b'levona, says the Gemara, posel ani b'shemen she'yavshel l'lakto. I passel by the oil because it can't be removed. U'machshir ani b'levona, and I say it's permissible by the levona she'yavshel l'lokta, because it's possible to remove it. And somewhat predictably, the Gemara comes up with a case where Levona falls in and it's not able to be removed. Ba'araba baravuna me Rabbi Yochanan, what would happen in the following case? Nosan alea Levona shechuka mahu. If a person put Levona that was finely ground, what would be the halacha? Does that invalidate the mincha because it can't be removed? And the Mefarshim point out, even though it's finely ground and it's mixed into the flour, obviously there is a spot that you could take the kometz appropriately without a problem that the Lavona is going to get mixed in. Because otherwise we have a problem that you can't take the Kmitza properly. Even a little bit of the Lavona getting in would make it an invalid Kmitza. But assuming that it only got in part of the flour, but it can't be retrieved. And you told me the distinction between Lavona and Shemen is that Lavona is more lenient because it can be retrieved. What about this case where it can't be retrieved? Mishum de efshar lalakta v'holo efshar. Is it because it can be removed and in this case I can't remove it? Odilma mishum de lo mivla'a. Or really it's because it can't be absorbed, because it isn't absorbed. The oil really gets absorbed into the flour. It's part of the carbon, so that's why it's invalid. But the Lavona, why can't they just share the living space? You're there, I'm there. There's a full portion of flour there. So what if there's a little Lavona? What difference does it make? It's not being absorbed. It's independent. It's a guest. V'hanami lo mivla'a. It's not absorbed. The Gemara discusses it. We'll jump straight to the way the Rambam codifies it in Psulei HaMikdashim, the 11th Perek, the 10th Halacha. Haisa shechuka, indeed, in the case where it was finely ground. So even though we have the rule that a minchas chote with shemen gets pasul, but Lavona can be removed, but haisa shechuka, if it was finely ground and it got mixed in, harezu psula misafik, it's pasul out of doubt. Sharei efsha lelaket, because we can't remove it. Okay, so what's the suffik? The suffik is our Gemara. What indeed was the reasoning to make the distinction between the shemen and the Lavona? Was it because it's not absorbed, or because it can't be retrieved? Says the Rambam, harei efsha lelaket, I can't remove it. And therefore, misafek, because that might have been the distinction. And over here, the distinction is not holding up. Such Lavona cannot be removed. Therefore, the mincha would be considered invalid misafek, and they would have to bring another one. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.